It's Monday, June 7th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. What's changed over the weekend for ransomware, and how has the market changed in a year? This is the Business of Tech. Monday morning clearly means a Monday cleanup. The Justice Department has created a task force for centrally tracking and coordinating ransomware and related crimes, including botnets, money laundering, and hosting. In case you missed it, Cox Media Group was hit with a ransomware, disrupting live streaming of TV, and the University of Florida, Health Central Florida, was also hit. A new ransomware strain, Payload Bin, is being attributed to the Evil Core gang, rebranding to avoid sanctions placed by the U.S. Treasury. Bloomberg News has follow-up to Colonial Pipeline's attack. How did the hackers get in? A single compromised account, which was used to access the company's VPN. The company was for a legacy virtual private network, not routinely used by employees. It did not use two-factor authentication. Ransomware could cost $265 billion by 2031 per research from Cybersecurity Ventures. This is based on 30% growth in incidents year over year, and estimates say this year will cost $20 billion, which is 57 times more than 2015. Data from the Thales Group isn't great. Just 55% of those surveyed have implemented multi-factor authentication in any form. Only 17% said more than 50% of sensitive cloud-hosted data is encrypted. Only 45% have centrally defined cloud policies. This all after the White House pleaded with businesses to, quote, take ransomware crime seriously. The FBI director has compared these attacks with the 9/11 ones, focused in on the parallels between the two. This in statements on Friday. Now, why do we care? I wish the FBI director's statements were true, but the lack of the physical imagery of burning buildings means ransomware just is not the same. The White House may plead to take this seriously, but without a more significant downside, I don't think it's going to happen. We as technologists have the tools to prevent so much of the issues we're facing. How many of you rolled your eyes hearing that the way into Colonial Pipeline was an old, unused account with no 2FA? So if the solution is known and there's no surprise on the occurrences, unless something changes, we're going to see more of the same. I stand by my 2021 prediction. Someone's going to get hit with criminal negligence over security, because most of these ransomware incidents are proving to be very preventable. Tracking the shifts in the business market? Let's start with the small business landscape. Axios dug into that, particularly the migration online. Some stats. Stripe CEO says more businesses launched on Stripe since the start of 2020 than in the rest of the company's history, being founded in 2009. Facebook said in April that it has more than 200 million businesses using its free services, more than double since 2019. Etsy in May indicated that the number of active sellers moved from 2.7 million in 2019 to 4.4 million in 2020, and GoDaddy claims in 2020 it added more than double the number of customers than it added in 2019 at 1.4 million net customers. On the broadband front, smartphone ownership increased 4% to 85% in 2020, and home broadband subscriptions have increased 4% to 77% among American adults since 2019. This new data per Pew Research, which also indicates data highlighting 30% of Americans having problems connecting to the internet at home, of which 9% say this happens often. So why do we care? 85% of adults owning a smartphone is a big deal. Only 67% of Americans voted in 2020. What I'm struck with on this data is the significant changes to the way consumers are using technology. E-commerce, digital connectivity, and small business sales are changing. While much of this is consumer-focused, anyone in small business knows the line between consumers and small business is very porous. My takeaway is obvious. Don't assume what was true before is true now. The pandemic and the emergence after have changed pre-existing patterns. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. You do battle daily against cyber hostilities such as ransomware attacks and data breaches. Fight smarter. Call in the cavalry. Gatekeeper from Calyptic Security is here. Reduce stress and implement proper safeguards, as advised by the FBI, NSA, and DHS, with Calyptic's purpose-built solution for small businesses. Zero Trust Access secures RDP and SSH connections with two-factor authentication. There's no need for open ports to the internet, client installs, or VPN. Plus, you'll enjoy audit-friendly access across all types of devices. Learn more at calyptics.com/gatekeeper and link in the show notes. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. No shortage of security stories. I will try and space them out through the week and do them in collections. Talk to you again tomorrow.